Reagan. He believes, not that he would advocate for it, but he believes Scott Harris is standing pat. No trades. No trades at all. We get the news about Riley Green. He's now on the 10-day IL. He's got a strained calf muscle. Not great news. Tigers, despite the fact that they have no pitching, despite the fact that already they could, at the end of tonight, be 4.5 games out of first place, or at least the wild card, rather. So would you dare stand pat? Would you dare hold everybody, even if it means you lose them for nothing? 248-539-9797. We got some ticket text?
Sure do. Hey, guys, if Scott Harris doesn't do anything, he has to be fired. Hunter in an Amazon van. Scott Harris is playing a game. 100% this guy is scared. He did nothing last year. He's going to blow it. He doesn't want to put the pressure on him.
Yeah, but hold on.
And I won't say scared, but that's why I said timid, because once you make the move, you start the clock. I don't think he's ready to start the clock this season.
Yeah, but it's not starting the clock by trading guys that are not in your future plans. Like trading a Jack Flaherty, I get the people that want to keep him. He's been really good this year. But if you trade him, you get something for him, and hopefully that person eventually works out. I don't think it's fair to think Scott Harris is not going to make a move until he doesn't make a move. That would be one of the more shocking things in being in this sports scene for like 20 years of my life, if he doesn't trade anybody. And if he gets duped again, like last year, E-Rod, this year, Flaherty, that would blow me away.
I mean, I'm just looking at what he's done in the last two times he could have made a move, and he's made marginal moves. Nothing, you know, he didn't really move the needle. He just kind of, okay, here's a deal for this guy. Here's some, you know, Gio Urshela, and like, oh, okay, but you could have got better players.
Yeah,
but these are fine. So that's how I see it. So no, I don't expect him to all of a sudden become this shrewd person and just go out there and make this groundbreaking deal, because that would break character for what he is. As I said yesterday, you know, Brad Holmes swings for the fences. Steve Eisenman moves in silence. Scott Harris just seems timid to do anything.
Yeah, he doesn't move at all. From Keith, standing pat is the worst for sure. If they think they have a chance, then they should be buyers. What's the market on a hitter at any position really right now?
I mean, you got to give up assets. That's the problem. I guess you could do that. But the problem is,
he values his assets way too much.
He does, but you're also giving away assets for 2 months of baseball, and you're already behind the eight ball.
Right.
It'd be one thing if you were a game out of the wild card.
It would be one thing if you were
out of second place.
If you were actually in the wild card.
Then we're talking something totally different. You still got to climb over four teams and their dead bodies.
Well, see, that's why I just took buyer off the list, because like they're not going to be buyers, because he values his assets and those young guys way too much, and you're not close enough to even go out there to go and get somebody. So that's why I like, either you're going to be a seller or you're going to stand pat. And I think stand pat with a minor deal done, nothing major, but just like, oh, okay, well, that really was no sizzle whatsoever.
248-539-9797. Do you dare stand pat? Mike's in Oxford. He's on the ticket. What's going on, Mikey?
I'm just laughing because not to change subject real quick, but have you guys seen this Patrick Mahomes, Kermit the Frog thing the Raiders have? And it made me think of you, Jeff. I'm looking at it right now. That's why I'm laughing.
I got about five direct messages with that video. The Raiders have you seen this, Rico?
No.
The Raiders have this Patrick Mahomes Kermit the Frog dowel that they like to beat on, because, you know, Mahomes sounds like me. I hold Kermit the Frog here. So, yeah, it's like a Kermit the Frog, but he's got the Patrick Mahomes hair.
They're just asking for it, huh?
Well, yeah, Mahomes is going to kick their ass.
Oh, Jeff, I gotta disagree with you on this. Why do we want to be the Pirates? Why can't we add to what we have? You're only 4.5, 5.5 games out. It's not undoable. You know, I know everyone hates on Mark Ryan, but he's right about these things. Be positive. Why are we're not the Pirates? Why can't we build with what we have? They're playing good ball. They've had the best month of July out of any team in baseball. Why can't we build on that?
No, but Mike, what are you talking about building on? Like, if they stand pat, it's not going to do you any damage in the now, but you want to buy?
Yeah. What are we, the Pirates, man?
I keep saying that, but are you advocating that you actually buy, or just you're happy not to sell?
I do. Why are we just kicking the can down the road all the time? Why are we becoming a loser city?
Because, Mike,
isn't that boring for radio too?
Mike, you're taking a swing in a situation that is looking pretty bleak. You just lost Green. You got no pitching. You're injured. You're not going to go to the postseason. So why would you waste assets?
Wait a minute. Aren't the Tigers holding it together? Their bullpen pitched the shutout yesterday.
They did.
But I know what you're saying. When's Casey Mize and Carpenter coming back? Do you have any idea on that, Jeff?
I mean, Carpenter is supposed to come back at some point this year, according to AJ
Hitch. Means there's no timetable right now.
As far as Casey Mize, I mean, do you want him back? But, yeah, I have no idea about Casey Mize. Now, Mike, listen, I get it, man. It's been 10 years. It's been a disaster. It's been rebuild after rebuild. I just think it would be awful to stand pat. It'd be even worse to buy, in my mind.
What are you going to get? I guess the only guy that Flaherty, if you can't lock him up, but who, I mean, you really want to trade Scooble still? Like, for what? Like, Holiday was 2-for-36 when he was in the major leagues.
Oh, you're going to go with that small stint and say that he's a horrible player? Please don't say that.
Listen, it's not, but my point is there's nothing a for sure thing. But right now you have a for sure. Maybe, can we say that he's the best pitcher in baseball? Maybe him or like Paul Skeens, maybe? You do not just give
okay,
that
so
up.
Wonderful. Have the best pitcher in baseball, but you can't hit. You can't score.
That, absolutely. Like, if you're going to keep Tarek Skubal, then you better spend some money. And maybe that would indicate the fact that they're going to spend some money. But, Mike, the other thing is, and listen, I don't think they're going to trade Tarek Skubal, but if they did, just hear me out for a quick second. They currently have no first baseman. They currently have no shortstop. They currently have no third baseman, correct? You could, potentially. I'm not saying it's going to happen. But if you got a Holiday, a Mayo, and somebody else in a deal, all of a sudden, you got a third baseman. You got, who would be Kobe Mayo. You got Jackson Holiday at short. You bring up Jace Young. You put him at second base because he's not a third baseman. You move Colt Keith over to first base. My point is, you all of a sudden got a core and an infield. And will it work? I have no idea. Great thing is, these guys would be here tomorrow. And you would have that core. And it might be good for the Tigers because they wouldn't have to spend a ton of money because you're looking at the team. Mike, the other thing, too, is it would extend your team. All of a sudden, you got like a guy like Wenzel Perez on the bench, maybe. You got Matt Vierling on the bench. And these guys could come in. And, you know.
And you know what else you don't have? You don't have any starting rotation because you just traded Larry.
Stop it.
Yeah, but hold on, you might. People think world of Jackson Job. You got Reese Olson will be healthy.
And you know what? I look at the pitching coach and I'm like, this guy just, he can turn.
You're right, Chris Fetter.
Fetter makes miracles happen. I mean, Flaherty wasn't that good, and all of a sudden he comes here and
100%.
He's good again.
Well, the other thing, too, is the one thing Scott Harris has been really good at, he's been really good at going out and getting you starting pitching, whether it's to trade or to pitch. I mean, Lorenzen was really good last year. This year, obviously, Flaherty's really good. Now, you know, that Kenta Maeda experience, not great. Not great. But what are you going to do? 248-539-9797. The ticket text, the exact same number. We got Who Said It at 4 o'clock. I think Rico knows I kick ass in that game.
And I'm still trying to figure out what the heck is going on with these Olympic ceremonies. I have no idea.
You are obsessed with this. You keep looking over.
Put them on a boat. All of them.
They're all
every
on the boat.
Country's on a boat.
No, all of a sudden Panama it was like an impromptu fashion show.
They're trying to show everything of Paris, and they have the Paris Fashion Week, so that was one presentation they wanted to show.
I'm like, oh, okay, all of a sudden it just everybody just got up and started dancing. Like, what are we what the heck is going on here?
I got a question. They showed Panama just now, because every country's on a boat. Panama has 8 Olympians. That's it. 8. Like, do they have a basketball team or something?
They don't. They didn't qualify.
Oh, man.
Yeah, they didn't.
So they got 8 chances to medal.
And I don't know what sport. I'll have to look that up.
Paraguay is up now.
All right. How many athletes do they have?
One of those athletes I was talking about on the Paraguay team.
Oh, yeah. Can we talk about that? We probably can't.
And now we're back to the fashion show. Okay.
Spoken. He believes, not that he would advocate for it, but he believes Scott Harris is standing pat. No trades. No trades at all. We get the news about Riley Green. He's now on the 10-day IL. He's got a strained calf muscle. Not great news. Tigers, despite the fact that they have no pitching, despite the fact that already they could, at the end of tonight, be 4.5 games out of first place, or at least the wild card, rather. So would you dare stand pat? Would you dare hold everybody, even if it means you lose them for nothing? 248-539-9797. We got some ticket text?
Sure do. Hey, guys, if Scott Harris doesn't do anything, he has to be fired. Hunter in an Amazon van. Scott Harris is playing a game. 100% this guy is scared. He did nothing last year. He's going to blow it. He doesn't want to put the pressure on him.
Yeah, but hold on.
And I won't say scared, but that's why I said timid, because once you make the move, you start the clock. I don't think he's ready to start the clock this season.
Yeah, but it's not starting the clock by trading guys that are not in your future plans. Like trading a Jack Flaherty, I get the people that want to keep him. He's been really good this year. But if you trade him, you get something for him, and hopefully that person eventually works out. I don't think it's fair to think Scott Harris is not going to make a move until he doesn't make a move. That would be one of the more shocking things in being in this sports scene for like 20 years of my life, if he doesn't trade anybody. And if he gets duped again, like last year, E-Rod, this year, Flaherty, that would blow me away.
I mean, I'm just looking at what he's done in the last two times he could have made a move, and he's made marginal moves. Nothing, you know, he didn't really move the needle. He just kind of, okay, here's a deal for this guy. Here's some, you know, Gio Urshela, and like, oh, okay, but you could have got better players. Yeah, but these are fine. So that's how I see it. So no, I don't expect him to all of a sudden become this shrewd person and just go out there and make this groundbreaking deal, because that would break character for what he is. As I said yesterday, you know, Brad Holmes swings for the fences. Steve Eisenman moves in silence. Scott Harris just seems timid to do anything.
Yeah, he doesn't move at all. From Keith, standing pat is the worst for sure. If they think they have a chance, then they should be buyers. What's the market on a hitter at any position really right now?
I mean, you got to give up assets. That's the problem. I guess you could do that. But the problem is
his assets way too much.
He does, but you're also giving away assets for 2 months of baseball, and you're already behind the eight ball.
Right.
It'd be one thing if you were a game out of the wild card.
It would be one thing if you were actually, second place. If you were actually in the wild card.
Then we're talking something totally different. You still got to climb over four teams and their dead bodies.
Well, see, that's why I just took Buyer off the list, because like they're not going to be buyers, because he values his assets and those young guys way too much, and you're not close enough to even go out there to go and get somebody. So that's why I like, either you're going to be a seller or you're going to stand pat. And I think stand pat with a minor deal done, nothing major, but just like, oh, okay, well, that really was no sizzle whatsoever.
248-539-9797. Do you dare stand pat? Mike's in Oxford. He's on the ticket. What's going on, Mikey?
I'm just laughing because not to change subject real quick, but have you guys seen this Patrick Mahomes, Kermit the Frog thing the Raiders have? And it made me think of you, Jeff. I'm just saying right now. That's why I'm laughing.
I got about five direct messages with that video. The Raiders have you seen this, Rico?
No.
The Raiders have this Patrick Mahomes Kermit the Frog dowel that they like to beat on, because, you know, Mahomes sounds like me. I hold Kermit the Frog here. So, yeah, it's like a Kermit the Frog, but he's got the Patrick Mahomes hair.
They're just asking for it, huh?
Well, yeah, Mahomes is going to kick their ass.
Oh, Jeff, I gotta disagree with you on this. Why do we want to be the Pirates? Why can't we add to what we have? You're only 4.5, 5.5 games out. It's not undoable. You know, I know everyone hates on Mark Ryan, but he's right about these things. Be positive. Why are we're not the Pirates? Why can't we build with what we have? They're playing good ball. They've had the best month of July out of any team in baseball. Why can't we build on that?
No, but Mike, what are you talking about building on? Like, if they stand pat, it's not going to do you any damage in the now, but you want to buy?
Yeah. What are we, the Pirates, man?
I get you keep saying that, but are you advocating that you actually buy, or just you're happy not to sell?
I do. Why are we just kicking the can down the road all the time? Why are we becoming a loser city?
Because, Mike,
isn't that boring for radio, too?
Mike, you're taking a swing in a situation that is looking pretty bleak. You just lost Green. You got no pitching. You're injured. You're not going to go to the postseason. So why would you waste assets?
Wait a minute. Aren't the Tigers holding it together? Their bullpen pitched a shutout yesterday.
They did.
But I know what you're saying. When's Casey Mize and Carpenter coming back? Do you have any idea on that, Jeff?
I mean, Carpenter is supposed to come back at some point this year, according to AJ
Hitch.
Which
means there's no timetable right now.
As far as Casey Mize, I mean, do you want him back? But, yeah, I have no idea about Casey Mize. Now, Mike, listen, I get it, man. It's been 10 years. It's been a disaster. It's been rebuild after rebuild. I just think it would be awful to stand pat. It'd be even worse to buy, in my mind.
What are you going to get? I guess the only guy's at Flaherty, if you can't lock him up, but who, I mean, you really want to trade Scooble still? Like, for what? Like, Holiday was 2-for-36 when he was in the major leagues.
Oh, you're going to go with that small stint and say that he's a horrible player? Please don't say that.
Listen, it's not, but my point is there's nothing a for sure thing. But right now you have a for sure. Maybe, can we say that he's the best pitcher in baseball? Maybe him or like Paul Skeens, maybe? You do not just give
okay,
that
so wonderful. Have the best pitcher in baseball, but you can't hit. You can't score.
That, absolutely. Like, if you're going to keep Tarek Skubal, then you better spend some money. And maybe that would indicate the fact that they're going to spend some money. But, Mike, the other thing is, and listen, I don't think they're going to trade Tarek Skubal, but if they did, just hear me out for a quick second. They currently have no first baseman. They currently have no shortstop. They currently have no third baseman, correct? You could, potentially. I'm not saying it's going to happen. But if you got a Holiday, a Mayo, and somebody else in a deal, all of a sudden, you got a third baseman. You got, who would be Kobe Mayo. You got Jackson Holiday at short. You bring up Jace Young. You put him at second base because he's not a third baseman. You move Colt Keith over to first base. My point is, you all of a sudden got a core and an infield. And will it work? I have no idea. Great thing is, these guys would be here tomorrow. And you would have that core. And it might be good for the Tigers because they wouldn't have to spend a ton of money because you're looking at the team. Mike, the other thing, too, is it would extend your team. All of a sudden, you got like a guy like Wenzel Perez on the bench, maybe. You got Matt Vierling on the bench. And these guys could come in and, you know.
And you know what else you don't have? You don't have any starting rotation because you just traded Flaherty.
Stop it.
Yeah, but hold on, you might. People think the world of Jackson Jobe. You got Reese Olson will be healthy.
And you know what? I look at the pitching coach and I'm like, this guy just, he can turn.
You're right, Chris Fetter.
Fetter makes miracles happen. I mean, Flaherty wasn't that good, and all of a sudden he comes here and
100%.
He's good again.
Well, the other thing, too, is the one thing Scott Harris has been really good at, he's been really good at going out and getting you starting pitching, whether it's to trade or to pitch. I mean, Lorenzen was really good last year. This year, obviously, Flaherty's really good. Now, you know, that Kenta Maeda experience, not great. Not great. But what are you going to do? 248-539-9797. The ticket text, the exact same number. We got Who Said It at 4 o'clock. I think Rico knows I kick ass at that game.
And I'm still trying to figure out what the heck is going on with these Olympic ceremonies. I have no idea.
You are obsessed with this. You keep looking over.
Put them on a boat. All of them.
They're all
every
on the boat.
Country's on a boat.
So all of a sudden, Pamela it was like an impromptu fashion show.
They're trying to show everything of Paris, and they have the Paris Fashion Week, so that was one presentation they wanted to show.
I'm like, oh, okay, all of a sudden, everybody just got up and started dancing. Like, what are we what the heck is going on here?
I got a question. They showed Panama just now, because every country's on a boat. Panama has 8 Olympians. That's it. 8. Like, do they have a basketball team or something?
They don't. They didn't qualify.
Oh, man.
Yeah, they didn't.
So they got 8 chances to medal.
And I don't know what sport. I'll have to look that up.
Paraguay is up now.
All right. How many athletes do they have?
One of those athletes I was talking about on the Paraguay team.
Oh, yeah. Can we talk about that? We probably can't.
And now we're back to the fashion show. Okay.